At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Greg Peterson Experience.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
On VSiN, the sports betting network.
It's hour number two of the Greg Peterson Experience on VSiN, the sports betting network, and we've got an absolutely tremendous hour coming up for you. As we'll take a look at a little Friday baseball here towards the front half and the back half of the hour, and along the way, we're going to be discussing the NFL draft, as in 15 minutes, we're going to be joined by Tom Casale. He does great work over at NOLA.com, and we're going to be diving in on that front with him and got to take a look at what we're getting in terms of both baseball on Friday. But on top of that, the NHL playoffs that are looming, as Chris Chiani does great work over at WTOP Sports. Along with that, does amazing work over at USA Today. He's going to be joining me in about 30 minutes. So we're going to have you covered on a lot of fronts to be able to make a pretty jam-packed Friday a good one. A little bit more of a calm Thursday, as we don't have any of the NBA play-in action. Things get really hot and heavy there over the weekend. In terms of the NHL, a little bit of action, but not necessarily a ton happening out there, as well as we are getting things all wrapped up for the end of the regular season. But a team that is always on the point, that is always firing all cylinders, that's everyone behind the scenes here at VSiN. You've got my wonderful producer, Dan. He does a great job setting up all these tremendous guest interviews, and he's got a very difficult task. He has to try to keep me in line, and yet he's able to do so also well. So he does a tremendous job on that front. If you're listening on SportsMap Radio, if you're listening on VSiN.com, just wherever you're able to catch this show, I know that we're on the iHeartRadio app as well. It is Sean that makes sure that everything sounds all nice, crisp, and clean, and that includes After the Fact as well in podcast form over at VSiN.com/podcast, and you're able to get that for every single show. Like everything that we do here at the network, you're able to download it a little bit after the fact, whether you like Follow the Money, A Numbers Game, obviously the Greg Peterson Experience, Sharp Money, you're able to go down the list. Every single show is all there, every single hour of every single show, or wherever your podcast, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, list goes on and on. Jaren's, he does a tremendous job posting up all those hours. And then if you're watching in video form over on YouTube TV, VSiN.com, I know that we have been very much growing with regards to our amount of folks that are picking us up, and we very much appreciate that. And a lot of that is due to the great work of our technical directors. I know that Alexis is doing a tremendous job along with Andrew of making me look halfway presentable, which is one of the most difficult tasks here at VSiN. So really do salute them and all the wonderful graphics, all the lines that you're seeing up on the screen. It is courtesy of them as well. So big thanks to everyone behind the scenes. They do such tremendous work, and because they do such good work, we got to try to find you guys some winners. And well, it wasn't necessarily how I planned it with the Texas Rangers, as I thought that Jack Leiter was going to be able to lighter it up with his MLB debut, and instead he got lit up. But you know what? The Texas Rangers, they got to Kenta Maeda as well. Kenta Maeda was just unable to get out of the fourth inning, and that was not great to say the least. The Rangers slugged their way to victory. We had the money line, so that puts us back above 500, and that puts us back in the green for the season. So how about if we look to build off of that, and let's take a look at a game that I don't think is going to be having a whole bunch of offense. This is 9-11-9-12 on the card. The Cleveland Guardians are playing us to the Oakland A's. Joe Boyle, O'Boyle Rules, is on the bump for the A's, and Tristan McKenzie is on the bump for Cleveland, and Cleveland is between a minus 170 to a minus 180 favorite. Between plus 150 and plus 157 is your number on Oakland. 8 is the total. The under is minus 105. The over is minus 115. And I had to adjust my numbers quite a bit on Oakland. I actually did this like midday, just diving in on this Oakland A's team, and it led me to my write-up pick of the under in this spot. Really wouldn't want to be going past an 8. If you get down to like a 7.5, then I think that you're really getting down to a point of no return. And truth be told, this was an opener that actually did open up at an 8.5. But just looking at Joe Boyle and what he's been able to do in his first few MLB starts, he had one really bad one, I believe, against the Boston Red Sox in his just first start of the season. But if you took a look at that game, there were literally 4 errors committed around him in the first 3 innings. I really don't put that on Joe Boyle. And if you take a look at his starts between last year and this year, it's a small sample size of 6 starts, but 3.45 ERA, 3.06 fielding independent, with 9.4 strikeouts and 0.3 home runs allowed per 9 innings. Now, the one issue that you do face with our good friend Mr. Boyle is that he's been also giving up about 4.1 walks per 9 innings. If you take a look at his minor league numbers, was a really nice strikeout artist, but at the same time, he did have the issues with the walks. But fortunately for those that like the Oakland A's, their bullpen has been absolutely tremendous this year. The Oakland A's are actually number 3 in the league in terms of bullpen ERA at 2.56. They've actually added some guys that are like little bit longer in the tooth. They were given up on by a lot of different organizations, and I don't know if they found the right pitching coach. I don't know if they're just really, really hungry to try to get out of Oakland and to be moved at the trade deadline or anything like that. But you know what? This Oakland A's team has had a lot of relievers really be able to step up here in the first few days of the season. As we got Austin Adams, Lucas Ursage, Michael Kelly, Mason Miller, who, again, I don't understand why they have him in the bullpen, but that said, he's currently in the bullpen. All these guys have been able to give you a sub-255 ERA. They've been tremendous on that front. Problem is, there's 2 bullpens that are better in the league right now, and the Cleveland Guardians do have one of them. This Cleveland Guardians bullpen did get used up quite a bit in that series against the Boston Red Sox. You did see a few extra inning games, but they were able to get a little bit of length today out of some of their longer guys. They did have to use up Emmanuel Class A, but for fewer than 15 pitches, he, Tim Aaron, Hunter Gaddis, Nick Sandlin, Eli Morgan, they're all supplying you with a sub-250 ERA. Very, very bullish on this bullpen. Pretty much everyone not named Tyler Beede has been really good for the team, and I do think that it's going to be very difficult for either team to really get a lot of runs up on the board, as we are looking at Guardians versus A's for this Friday right here on the Greg Peterson Experience on Visa, the Sports Betting Network. As for the Oakland A's, we were alluding to it a little bit in hour number 1 with Kobe Dan. This is not a team that's doing an amazing job of being able to put bat to ball. 29th in the big leagues are the Oakland A's in runs per game with a paltry 2.95. They're hitting .209 as a collective. They are really not supplying the boom other than Shea Langeliers with his 3 home run game a little bit earlier in the season against the Texas Rangers. Now, I will say Oakland actually generates a little bit more offense when they're away from home rather than at home. This is the big reason why is that they're in one of the best pitcher's ballparks out there in all of baseball, especially during the nighttime. Like, if you take a look at that Oakland ballpark during the nighttime, it is very, very difficult to get a whole heck of a lot of offense. I do not know how it's going to be when they move to Sacramento next season, but that said, as of right now, it's been a little bit of a tough state of affairs. But the Cleveland Guardians also playing a very pitcher-friendly ballpark as well. This is outlined by the fact that if you take a look at their offensive numbers coming into the day on Thursday, they were generating a little bit over 5.7 runs per game, hitting about a .261 as a collective away from home. Meanwhile, when they've been at home, they're hitting about a .232 as a collective, just under 4.7 runs per game. And for the Guardians, they're doing an exceptional job of being able to move the line. You've been able to get great production out of Stephen Kwan, hitting well above a .300. Josh Naylor is starting to give you a little bit more power as well, and that is big. just in general for the team, because the Cleveland Guardians were by far dead stinking last in the big leagues last year in terms of home runs. Like, they had no power whatsoever. They're not going to be like number one in the big leagues in terms of home run power or anything like that this year, but a little bit more respectable on that front. So that has been able to help them out quite a bit. You've got Naylor Square, who have been able to do a solid job. Jose Ramirez, you know that he's going to be able to drive in a few runs as well. But I do think that the Oakland A's are going to be able to hold up here. I do think that you're also going to see Tristan McKenzie be able to get a little bit more online as well. That is one of the biggest trepidations that you do have with the Thunder. He's posting up an ERA that's hovering right around 6. This season, it has been a case where he just hasn't been able to locate in general. He was very good during the 2022 campaign, which is his last healthy season. Last year, he pitched a whopping 16 innings just due to injury, but 2 seasons ago, 2.96 ERA, 8.9 strikeouts, and 2.1 walks per 9 innings. As far as this season, he has pitched 13 innings, and he's given up 2 home runs, 5 strikeouts, and 12 walks. So it's been a little bit less than terrific. I think that going up against Oakland is going to be able to help him out quite a bit, and I think that both teams have a rough time being able to put bat to ball. So my write-up pick, that is going to be on the total under. And if you're looking at the Guardians, I was willing to lay up to a minus 172 on that money line. Right now, find that run line at a plus 120. The plus 120 run line is the absolute bare-bones minimum that I'm willing to take. And I know I might be walking into a little bit of a hornet's nest here, because the Oakland A's 10-1 and on the run line as an underdog in their last 11 games, by the way. Actually 0-3 on the run line in their last 3 games as a favorite. So I want to be taking this team as an underdog. But that said, I'm going to be willing to lay the run and half with the Cleveland Guardians being able to get that plus price. Am I right up here? That is going to be on the total under. How about if we take a look at a game where I love to be able to take the under, but I just fear that things are going to go awry with this bullpen. 919, 920 on the betting board. The Chicago White Sox hit the road they're facing off against the Philadelphia Phillies. Spencer Turnbull goes for the Phils. Garrett Crochet is on the bump for the White Sox. This is a total that opened up at 8.5, and it has cratered. Right now, we're finding a lot of spots with an 8.5 total up there. We're still finding a few 8s out there as well, but now those are very much juicy under. With the Philadelphia Phillies, they're anywhere between minus 158 to minus 166. Between plus 140 and plus 148 is your number on the White Sox. Flat out, if you're taking it over in this spot, you're banking on the Philadelphia Phillies probably providing at least 7 runs, and I'm going to bank on the Philadelphia Phillies providing at least 7 runs, so I'm going to be taking a look at this total over. Now, it's not a fade of Garrett Crochet. Garrett Crochet has been absolutely tremendous, and on a team just full of stink, he has been one of the things that has not stunk for this bunch, as he's made 3 starts, and he has been pretty darn dominant thus far this season. A 3.57 ERA, his 31 strikeouts right now leads the American League at 2.27 fielding independent. He has done his job and then some. And for the Chicago White Sox, it's about a league average bullpen as of right now. I don't know if you can rely upon guys like Dominic Leone and company, though. They sent away a lot of their bullpen pieces in the offseason. This is a Philadelphia Phillies bullpen that they themselves are relatively rough. I do want to see a little bit more for Spencer Turnbull before I'm able to buy in as well. Spencer Turnbull has actually been able to do a relatively solid job thus far this season. Through 3 starts, just a .180 ERA. This is also going to be, I believe, start number 20 for him since the beginning of the 2021 campaign. Has dealt with a bunch of injuries. Swing and miss stuff is up. Goes up against a White Sox team that is sad and pathetic at the plate, but I think the White Sox can provide you like 2 runs here to be able to get you that over. So I do like the over, and I like the Phillies on the run line. And what I love is talking a little NFL draft with Tom Casale of NOLA.com. We'll do that next here on the Greg Peterson Experience on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're experiencing Hoops Peterson himself on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
We're back here on the Greg Peterson Experience on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Always great to be joined by this man as he's joining me on the Progressive Guest Line. That'd be Tom Casale. He does great work over at NOLA.com. And Tom, it is always a pleasure to get you aboard, my friend. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Great to have you aboard. And Tom, for those that follow your Twitter /X feed, I know that you were talking about this a little bit before, but when it comes to betting on the NFL draft, it's a very unique sort of circumstance where everyone is right now in the same boat, whether you're a bookmaker, whether you're a schlub like myself talking into a microphone, whether you're someone listening to this fine program. We all don't know very much as to what's going to happen in the NFL draft, other than it looks like Caleb Williams goes number one. If we don't get that one right, then we're really batting an over with regards to the NFL draft. But just take us through how you do take a look at the NFL draft, because this is one of the strangest circumstances out there where everyone is pretty much on equal footing and that we're all trying to just throw stuff at the wall and hope it sticks.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting market. It's unique because, like, odds are moving now on Jaden Daniels going number two, not going number two. But at this point, the odds makers don't really know. We don't really know. They're just going based on reports. You know, Will Levis is the obvious example from the Reddit message board last year where people went nuts and he was a huge favorite to go number two. But another example, you know, a few years ago when Baker Mayfield was coming out, 3 days before the draft, I bet him 10-1 to go number one to the Browns. Now, I didn't have any inside information. I just felt that nobody really knew which quarterback they were going to take, and there was some value on Mayfield. The morning of the draft, when it was announced that was likely the pick, I mean, he was minus 3,000. So I don't think you really get these serious line moves that you can really go by until 24, 48 hours before the draft. Right now, they're just reacting to the same stuff fans are seeing. So it's one of the very few times that books don't have an edge.
Yep, absolutely. And right now we're seeing like the matchup props, the number two pick props between Drake May and Jaden Daniels just be all over the board. And a lot of books are just saying, you know what, we'll make it a pick-up at this point or very, very close to it as well. So that goes to show you how we're deciphering that. And just in terms of being able to take a look at the NFL draft, what are some of the sources that you do use that you feel like are a little bit more rock solid than others? Because there are many people that bet the NFL draft and they go awry with the information that they get, like Reddit last year. Like, prime example, everything that we saw with Will Levis, that turned out to be about as wrong could get. Meanwhile, when there was a little bit of buzz that Baker Mayfield could be that number one overall pick that you were alluding to the Cleveland Browns, that was as right on the money as it got, but that was, to your point, a little bit closer to more like 48 hours before the NFL draft. But what are the things that you look at that typically give you something that isn't completely off with regards to the information that you're trying to get?
Yeah, so this is one of the times where I rely more on the local beat writers who follow the team over the national guys. And here's why. Years ago when I worked for the Patriots, I know for a fact that they would feed misinformation to some of the national guys just to get it out there. The Patriots would never tell you who they're going to draft, but they would say, oh, you know, so-and-so is this, just to have them run with it. So I don't always, listen, when it comes to like breaking news and injuries and signings, Adam Schefter is, you know, whatever he says is gold. But when it comes to the draft, I don't always buy it. Remember, he had Mac Jones going to San Francisco. So I think they like to use these national guys to get out some smoke screens. I follow the guys who know the teams the best because they know how that team thinks. They know the people inside those rooms, and they don't necessarily come out and tell you who they're going to pick, but they'll drop little nuggets of, you know, hey, you know, a lot of mock drafts have them taking this guy, but just keep an eye on so-and-so because I know the team really likes them. So those are the type of things I try to go by.
Yeah, but I think that that is such a good way of being able to take a look at it as well, because the local guys, they aren't going to fall for it quite as much. They're around the team day in and day out, so they're able to find a little bit more inconsistencies when they do see some of these smoke screens as well. So I think that that's a great point that you bring up, as Tom Casale, who does great work over at NOLA.com, he is joining me right here on the Greg Peterson Experience on Visa, the Sports Betting Network. And no doubt about it, with the draft, we're hearing a lot of buzz about these quarterbacks, but how much do you try to take a look at some of these other markets as well? Because we know that there's going to be a lot of people betting the over on the amount of quarterbacks that go in the draft, the over of 4.5. They're betting on who's going to be going number 2 overall, as right now the great debate is Jaden Daniels versus Drake May. But there's a lot of other markets out there, like taking a look at offensive linemen, taking a look at quarterbacks that they don't get as much love. And I feel like these are much more beatable lines than taking a look at some of these more prime markets, like guys who go in the top 5.
Sure. And, you know, one of the things I bet a lot, I wouldn't say every year, but especially this year with the depth, I bet over offensive linemen in round 1. You always need offensive linemen. And then when you get down into that, you know, 22 to 32 range, those teams that make the playoffs, if there's not a top level talent that a lot of times they'll add an offensive lineman. So I always like to look at that position because it's not a sexy position, but you even look at this year, you got a couple of like elite centers coming out, that, you know, interior linemen who could go in round 1. So I think over offensive linemen, and I really think that he's not the favorite right now, but Jonathan Brooks, to me, is going to be the first running back drafted. One of the only teams that doesn't keep things close to the vest is the Cowboys. You know, Jerry Jones just talks so darn much. You pretty much know their draft plan by the night of the draft. I think they love Brooks. That's a position of need, and I think that's who they're going to target in round 1. So he's just he's not the favorite. He's a second favorite on the board, but I do like Jonathan Brooks to be the first running back drafted.
And I do have to preface this question as well with, you don't want to be taking this approach for teams that have like a year one coach, a year one GM or anything like that, but teams that have the same front office for many, many years, the teams that have a coach that has been in place for quite a bit, are you able to use some of the trends that they've done in the draft in past years to be able to utilize this to their advantage? And I'll throw out there the example I mentioned in hour number 1. You know for a fact the Green Bay Packers are not taking a wide receiver year number 1. Like, I know the Green Bay Packers, they never take a round 1 wide receiver. Heck, they might not take one in round number 2, but is that something that you dive in on a little bit as well?
I do. And, you know, you look at a team that's done it for years is the Baltimore Ravens, who sit there and usually take a big school guy, right? Early with they're usually not picking in the top 10. They're picking further back in the first round. But one of their strategies over the years has been a guy who might have been highly rated for whatever reason slips a little bit, you know, whether he's from Michigan or Georgia. So that's one of the things I like to look at. And then there's certain teams that just draft a certain way. Like, I think the team that people probably guess the most out of the last 15, 20 years is the Pittsburgh Steelers. I mean, there's always a guy guy that fits the Steelers blueprint, and they typically draft him. And I think the same can go now with, you know, with the Lions. We know what kind of player the Lions are looking for. They're looking for a big nasty. They're looking for guys to get down, you know, get down and fight. So I think when you look at things like that, it can help you kind of weed out all the options and pinpoint a couple of players.
Yep, absolutely. And how much do you just take a look at the, I guess you could call it wording slash the different variants with regards to the way that we take a look at some of these draft props as well? Because, like, just taking a look at the New York Jets, many people have been rumoring that they could perhaps go with Brock Bowers as their pick in the first round. That would be a tight end. And if you look at their odds to be drafting a tight end in the first round with their first pick, they're right around about plus 140. How much would you want to be trying to shop the line in comparison to that to say Brock Bowers and his exact draft position? Because I do think that taking a look at essentially two similar things, unless if the Jets are somehow, some way finding some other tight end to draft with their first pick, which that would just be very, very strange to say the least. But how much do you want to take a look at the differentials in those prices? Because I think that that's so big in the draft as well to be able to maximize value.
Yeah, that one makes sense, right? When you're in the top 10, when you're looking at that, you're looking at teams, you're looking at need, and you're looking at talent, and that one to me fits. So if Brock Bowers going to the Jets, they don't really have a tight end. Now, there's been talk about receiver, but here's what my argument would be. Unless there's a receiver there that they have, that they love, this is a deep receiver draft. So I think they can go Bowers in round one, then come back with a receiver later on. So, no, I do look at that. And listen, the draft is big business, Greg. People might not remember this, but I'm an old guy. I used to stay home from school on Tuesday morning to watch the NFL draft. It used to be on Tuesday morning. Now with such big business, everybody has an opinion. Everybody has unnamed sources. So you really got to weed through that stuff.
Yep, absolutely. I remember back in the day when it was 15 minutes long, that wait for Aaron Rodgers in 2005. Oh, good grief. That was very, very long to say the least. That was on like a Saturday afternoon that they used to have round number one. Now it's in prime time. Now they're moving it from city to city. So it has certainly grown. And Tom, you've certainly grown as well. You do great work over at NOLA.com. You do a great job on the NFL front. And you, much like myself, doing a great job paying attention to the college basketball front as well. So always do appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks a lot for having me.
Always great to be able to get Tom aboard. He does tremendous work on that front. And from one great guest to another, coming up next, we're going to discuss a little NHL playoffs, and we'll discuss a little baseball with Chris Sheehan of WTOP Sports along with USA Today. That's up next here on the Greg Peterson Experience on Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
You're experiencing Hoops Peterson himself on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
For a limited time, we are offering 2 weeks of our exclusive betting splits for free just by signing up over at VSiN.com/splits. The VSiN betting splits page is updated with DraftKings odds every 5 minutes, so that way you're able to see all the changes in the action. Find out where the public is betting based on the number of tickets and where the money does not match up with the public opinion. And we'll check out not just today's action, but future events as well. Take advantage of this limited time offer. Visit VSiN.com/splits now to be able to claim your free 2 week access to our exclusive VSiN betting splits. Don't strike out on potential winnings. Visit VSiN.com/splits now to start making some better bets today. As we're back here on the Greg Peterson Experience on Visa, the Sports Betting Network. Great to be joined by this man on the Progressive Guest Line as Chris Sheehan. He does great work over at WTOP Sports, does great work over at USA Today as well. And Chris, great to have you aboard. Thank you.
Greg, thank you so much for having me. Yeah, we've got a little bit of a sweat going here with this Diamondbacks-Giants game, so we'll see how that one goes. It's been a nice week for you, boy, rocking with some bets with the Orioles as they took care of business this week against the Twins, that's for sure.
Oh, they absolutely did. And right now in the AL Central, can anyone score a run in that division? That is going to be the big question that we have moving forward. And we'll talk a little baseball in a few minutes, but do want to get your thoughts on the NHL playoffs as well. As the Eastern Conference is set with regards to the playoffs. The Western Conference, we've right now got a few battles that are going on. And for anyone that wants to bet on the last regular season NHL game, if you're liking the favorite of the LA Kings, you're having to lay minus $4 on them right now. So they aren't giving the Chicago Blackhawks too much of an opportunity. But how do you take a look at the Eastern Conference draw in these series that we do have set as of right now in the NHL, because I do think that for the East, things are pretty wide open with regards to this side of the bracket.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think Boston benefited getting a matchup against Toronto, who, look, Toronto's impressive. Auston Matthews, the 69 goals, but it's still a bunch that I think could be potentially leaky on the defensive end there. We know how Boston's able to get a lot of pressure in front of the net, whether it's Pastrnak, whether it's Brad Marchand. It's just their brand of hockey that they play, even guys like Charlie Coyle, veterans. So Boston's got to be in the mix there. Carolina, I think, should make, I don't want to say easy work of the Islanders, but got to imagine that they're going to be advancing to the second round and potentially the Eastern Conference Finals. But last time I joined you here, Greg, I talked about how I like the New York Rangers. I still do. I think there could I think Nikita Kucherov is going to win MVP, but the argument could be made for Artemi Panarin, just how he elevates the play of guys like Chris Kreider, even some of the, you know, younger players, Lafreniere and Kaapo Kakko. The Rangers are better than the Washington Capitals in every facet. So I think they will certainly get to the second round, and then we'll see how it goes in the battle of the Sunshine State between Florida and Tampa Bay. Really looking forward to that one. Both of those teams really match up well against each other. Florida with more depth, so they should be able to come out of it. But like, if I'm looking at the odds here in the Eastern Conference, I do not like Carolina with the shortest odds. I like the Rangers at 4-1.
Yep, and I've noticed with Carolina over the last few seasons, they've got some pretty dramatic home and road splits as well, so that could be a little bit to the deficit of them as well. And I do think that it's going to be really interesting to look at, to your point, that series that we're going to have between Boston and Toronto, because Toronto finally got the monkey off their back last season, but man, it's been a little bit rough for them in the playoffs over the last few seasons. Then on the Western Conference side of things, I know that we were talking about this a little bit before, and we have yet to get the full draw. It's going to be based on what we see here later on tonight. But that said, I just do take a look at the Dallas Stars right now. They're the number three shot to be able to come out of the West, and that's the team that I'm really being drawn to right now. Now, we did just see the Colorado Avalanche in this game on Thursday against the Edmonton Oilers put up a four spot in the first period, which they're really starting to show their might here towards back half of the season, and right now they are the favorite out West. But that said, how do you take a look at this side of things? Because I do think that that Stars team, they are a team that's very pesky, and they've really been able to emerge with their offense here in the back half of the season.
Pesky and have veterans mixed in with rookies. And I was watching a clip today because the legendary announcer for the Boston Bruins, Jack Edwards, is going to be retiring. But one of the calls he had was back in 2011 or 2013. Tyler Seguin on the Boston Bruins at the time, he's with Dallas and the mix with Logan Couture there and Jamie Benn, you know, but then you've got guys like Wyatt Johnston. So it just is really a team that is able to play solid defense as well, too, as well as score the puck. The Avalanche, they have the shortest odds there, I see on the board. Ultimately, how are they going to be defensively? Cale Makar, an offensive scoring threat. Do they have the depth there as well to pass guys like Devin Toews there on that top line? So, yeah, the West, to me, I'm still taking a shot on the Winnipeg Jets as a longer odd. They will be opening up with Colorado, so that's obviously going to be very tough for them there, going up against Nathan MacKinnon and Rantanen and all the scoring options that they have. But if there's anybody that's maybe going to be able to stifle them and play a style of hockey that they may be able to steal a game in overtime or two, I think it's the Winnipeg Jets when you have Connor Hellebuck, who's going to win the Vezina Trophy. So those are kind of the ways I'm looking at it in the Western Conference. Got to be considering Dallas. But yeah, I don't see LA or Vegas really making a run. Vegas, look, I mean, very impressive what they did last year, but you don't even know who is going to be the starting goaltender going into game one potentially. And just, are the injuries and, you know, all of that playing? We saw with Tampa Bay, eventually you run out of gas when you have a lot of playing time under your belt. And so that's why I would not take a shot on Vegas personally.
Yep, I'm right there with you on the Vegas Golden Knights as well, because I mean, they've got a lot of depth, but that depth is very much being challenged right now, as we do have Chris Sheehan, who does great work over at WTOP Sports, joining me on the Greg Peterson Experience on Visa, the Sports Betting Network. And I know that you were alluding to this a little bit before. You've had some success betting on the Baltimore Orioles here in the last few weeks. And what if we do dive in on that Friday game that they've got here against the Kansas City Royals? Alec Marsh is going to be on the bump for them, actually a part of the Orioles system back in the day, and going to be going against Dean Kramer. And right now with the Orioles, they're between about minus 135 to minus 142 favorites, with a total in most places at a 9, seeing one or two straight 9.5s. How do you evaluate this matchup with a Royals team that has been very much one of the best surprises in all of baseball thus far, and the Baltimore Orioles, who they're just hitting everyone right now?
Yeah, and Suarez coming out of nowhere, not pitching in the major leagues for like 6 years. Whatever they taught him in Baltimore with this resurgence, he was absolutely effective against the Twins. Dean Kramer so far this season has not been outstanding. Ultimately, with Kramer, he can give up some of the home runs for sure. Kansas City, not exactly a team that is full of boppers. I mean, they still have Michael Garcia, I know, hitting at the top of the order there, and he has gone on a cold streak. So this is an Orioles bunch that I would certainly back even on the road. I mean, just Colton Cowser, how great he's been to start this year, and Anthony Santander, just, and Cedric Mullins, a guy who isn't necessarily going to be lost in the mix of outfielders, but like, they're just so deep. They can't call up Heston Kerstad because Ryan O'Hearn just keeps blasting the ball as often as he is. I think every time I come on your show, every time afterward, I think to myself, how did I not mention Adley Rutschman? Yeah, he's an outstanding portion of this team as well. Ryan Mountcastle, too. It's just, they're so, and Gunnar Henderson, I mean, he homered to start the game against the Twins as they went on that sweep. So to me, they're just a such strong team that could be taking on the Atlanta Braves in the World Series. The thing with Baltimore ultimately is, like, it's with every team. It's a pitching staff. How are they going to hold up once we get to August, September, and the postseason chase?
Yep, absolutely. Being able to get some of those injured arms back, I think, is going to be massive for the Baltimore Orioles, because under the radar, they have been dealing with a few guys like Kyle Bradish and company that started out the year on the injured list. Getting to reacclimate them is going to be big. And do want to share with you my DK Network write-up, and want to get your thoughts here. I'm going to be taking the under of 8 in A's versus Cleveland Guardians. With the A's, the pitching has been tremendous. The offense has not been so much. Want to get your thoughts on this game with Joe Boyle going for Oakland and Tristan McKenzie on the bump for Cleveland.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I love that, considering Cleveland does not hit the ball with hard contact. This is a bunch with guys like Andrés Giménez and, you know, even Bo Naylor today. Nice story when him and his brother were bashing, but that was against the White Sox. So I ultimately think, and against Boston today, I was expecting maybe more of an offensive output. I think, you know, if you throw Jose Ramirez good enough breaking balls, you can get him from time to time. So, yeah, and then we know how this Athletics offense can be. And, you know, the Guardians have a good bullpen. So, yeah, I'm totally with you on that, bro.
Absolutely. Guardians number 2 in the league in terms of bullpen ERA, and the A's are actually number 3. So, like what I'm seeing there, and always love what I see when we get you aboard, Chris. You do an amazing job over at USA Today, along with WTOP Sports, and your time is always appreciated. Thank you so much.
Greg, thank you, my man. And, yeah, maybe going to take a shot on Jordan Montgomery tomorrow, too, in his opening start 2024. I don't know yet. I got to listen to your pod, see what you think, bro. Thanks.
Absolutely. How about if we hit that game next, and I get you guys a review of a hard Mountain Dew right here on the Greg Peterson Experience on Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're experiencing Hoops Peterson himself on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Do not miss out on any of the NBA playoff action over at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament all the way through the final, DraftKings Sportsbook has got you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and utilize the promo code of VSiN when you do. New customers who bet $5 can get $200 instantly in bonus bets. That's with the promo code of VSiN only on DraftKings Sportsbook, where the crown, it is indeed yours. We're back here for the final segment of the night right here on the Greg Peterson Experience on Visa, the Sports Betting Network. Coming up after myself, it is Visa tonight. You've got Dave Ross, who's going to be pinch hitting tonight. He's going to be alongside Wes Reynolds, and they're going to be having a grand old time, taking a look at all that we're going to be getting for Friday and this weekend. They're going to do a tremendous job getting prepared in terms of the NBA play-in tournament and so much more. And I know that Wes always does a tremendous job on the golf front as well. So you guys are going to be in good hands there. And my job now is to be able to get you to VSiN tonight safely, hopefully with a little bit more money in pocket. And hey, we were able to get our write-up pick today into the bank as we had the Texas Rangers. The Texas Rangers got the job done. I was expecting perhaps a little bit more out of Jack Leiter in his first start, but you know what? We will certainly take it. So that calls for a review, which typically we do beer reviews here on Hoops on Ops. We're going to do a little bit of a curveball here, and we're going to be going with something that is a hard Mountain Dew right here on Hoops on Ops. By the way, if you have yet to try these hard Mountain Dews, and myself being a 90s kid, I don't drink soda anymore, but Mountain Dew was certainly one of my jams back when I was a kid. These have been absolutely tremendous. You want to stay away from the original hard Mountain Dew, but like all the rest of them have been pretty darn rock solid. This one that I had today was the Baja Blast Punch, which the only way that you're able to find these is there's a entire Baja Blast like sort of line. You have to buy the full 12 pack for it. Fortunately, I went out to a place where they had one of their like cases bust open or everything like that, so I had to sell these individually for $1 a piece, so I was able to get very lucky there for the review, and it was tasty at 5% alcohol by volume. Did it taste a little bit artificial? I'm not going to lie to you, yes, but how many people are drinking Mountain Dew saying, oh, this tastes so authentic or something like that? There's no chemicals in here whatsoever. No, know what he is. I mean, this was just a really tasty drink. The alcohol is very, very slightly noticeable. A delicious fruit punch. It does a nice job of being able to mix in there the little bit of Baja Blast as well. I mean, it really strikes a nice balance. It feels really nice in your mouth. I thought that this tasted tremendous. Now, maybe it's because I have the taste buds of like a 12-year-old kid or something like that, because I really didn't pick up on too much of the alcohol at all. But that said, 9.25 out of 10 is what we're giving Mountain Dew Baja Blast Punch. So this one was very well done. I believe I've got one other to do. We'll do one of these days, the Baja Blast Pineapple, which I'm not necessarily the world's biggest fan of pineapple, but we'll roll the dice there. And you know what, sometimes with regards to betting on baseball, that could be a bit of a roll the dice as well. But let's take a look at the board, as we've got ourselves some very intriguing games, including this one out there in St. Louis. This is 903-904 on the betting board. The Milwaukee Brewers are on the road. They're facing off against the St. Louis Cardinals, as Kyle Gibson is going to be going for the Cards, and Freddie Peralta goes for the Brew Crew. Brew Crew, anywhere between minus 124 to minus 130 favorites, between plus 110 to plus 117, that number on the Cardinals. And total on this game in most places is an 8. I'm seeing one straight 7.5. That would be where I sit at circa. And I'm going to be one to lay with Brewers. I set them as a minus 132 favorite. For the St. Louis Cardinals, they flat out just aren't really putting bat to ball right now. They have scored like 20 runs fewer than any other team out there in the NL Central. Pitching, to my surprise, has actually been halfway decent for the team. Last year, they were putrid in terms of their bullpen. The lone guy that they returned from a season ago that had a sub-3.5 ERA in that bullpen was Ryan Helsley, but been able to get some good innings out of some of these guys like Ryan Fernandez and company. But right now, Kyle Gibson just looks a little bit washed in general. Last season, he, with the Baltimore Orioles, actually had a fielding independent that was more around a 4.13 compared to his 4.73 ERA. Was getting a little bit unlucky. This year, he's just been bad. 6.16 ERA, 6.41 fielding independent. He's getting no swings and misses whatsoever. His walks are relatively consistent, about 2.8 walks per 9 innings. That's in line with what he's done for his career, but he has given up 5 yackers over the course of 19 innings, and by yackers, I mean home runs, and, well, it's not necessarily going well for him in general. And then you've got Freddie Peralta on the flip side for the Milwaukee Brewers, who typically is a little bit of a slow starter, but thus far this season, Freddie Peralta has really been bringing it. He's been able to give you 3 starts. He's done a nice job holding down the fort, giving up a little bit of hard contact. He's given up a pair of home runs in his 17 and two-thirds innings, but the 13.5 strikeouts per 9 innings has been tremendous for the Brewers. Honestly, expect to perhaps a little bit more out of this bullpen, but Devin Williams being out of the fold, it's perfectly understandable why they're more around league average with regards to their bullpen ERA. Ebner Uribe is a guy with really good stuff. Joel Piamps, Elvis Piguero, these are 2 guys that are really good setup men for this team. But for the Milwaukee Brewers, one of the biggest surprises early on in the season, and we started to see a little bit of regression with this against the San Diego Padres, 3 runs or fewer in every one of the games in those series, but they entered into the week number 1 in the big leagues in terms of runs per game. They have fallen off with that series against the San Diego Padres, but they're still averaging darn near 5-plus runs per contest. Now, with Christian Yelich currently being injured, that's rough, because he was looking like MVP Christian Yelich here for a time, and it was very, very nice to see right here on the Greg Peterson Experience on Visa, the Sports Betting Network. But that said, they still have a lot of these young guys that have found a way to be able to step up and move the line, and that's even with Jackson Chirillo not necessarily giving you the world's biggest numbers in the world. 3 home runs, about a 275 on base. He's the most highly touted of these prospects, but Blake Perkins, Bryce Turang, Sal Frelick, all hitting above 300 is big, and Willy Adames, who he couldn't get on base to save his life last season, he has been much better this year. 4 on our base, 3 home runs. He has really been able to turn it up quite a bit. Look on the flip side for the St. Louis Cardinals, and you just expect more out of Paul Goldschmidt. He's hitting right around the Mendoza line of about a 200. He's only given you 1 home run thus far this season. They shipped away Tyler O'Neill in the offseason. Tyler O'Neill by himself has 7 home runs. His team has 13 as a collective. And it's not necessarily too great, to say the least. And the young guys just have not been able to step up as well. You've got Nolan Gorman, Victor Scott, along with Alec Burleson, guys like this. They're just not giving you a lot. Burleson has legitimately hit about a 245. It's been a little bit up and down, but other than that, these guys are hitting below the Mendoza line of 200. Now, good news is with Brendan Donovan, who's only hitting about a 235, has some of the more dramatic home and road splits that you're going to find in the big leagues. Nolan Arenado has done a good job of being able to hit for darn near a 300. Only one home run, though, not necessarily drawing a lot of walks. I've got my concerns here with the St. Louis Cardinals. I do think that the Brewers are going to be able to take it to Kyle Gibson, who at this point just looks a little bit long in the tooth. And I do think that guys like Paul Goldschmidt are going to be able to step it up a little bit more for this Cardinals lineup. So I did set my total here at an 8.3. I'm going to be looking at the over, but with the Brewers, was willing to lay up to about a minus 132 on this money line. So looking at the Brewer curve, and I'm going to be taking a look at the over. And how about if we take a look at this game involving a Dodgers team that lost a series against the Washington Nationals their last time out, and I think that they're going to be a little bit upset about that. 9-5, 9-6 on the card. It is the Dodgers playing us to the New York Mets with Sean Manea going for the Mets, and Yoshinobu Yamamoto is on the bump for the Dodgers, and Dodgers between -$2, -195 to -205 favorites, and between about +170 to +180, that number on the Mets with a total of 8.5 shaded down to the under, and I do like this total over. For the Mets, they had a really rough first week and a half of the season with regards to their offense, but typically with the Mets, they're going to score a few more runs when they're away from home rather than when they are at home, as New York in general is just very much a pitcher's ballpark. You've got Pete Alonso, each of the last 3 years, has been a top five guy in terms of home runs per game away from home. And let's call it what it is. The Dodgers are the Death Star with regards to their offense. They scored 0 runs in their last game against the Washington Nationals, who are throwing Jake Irvin for the start. And I do think that they are going to be able to take out their frustrations on Sean Manea, who legitimately has been good post-All-Star break in 2023. Since the All-Star break, sub-325 ERA, he's been able to get his swing and miss stuff back, but you've got Mookie Betts, Teoscar Hernandez, 4-plus home runs apiece. Shohei Ohtani is hitting well above a 300 right now. Has been a little bit rough with Ben in scoring position. I just think that that's a bad sample size, a little bit of bad variance, and I do think that that is going to be picking up for the team moving forward. What you do have concerns with the LA Dodgers, guys like Gavin Lux, Chris Bryant, James Altman, these guys at the bottom of the fold have not been producing, but the top guys have been just that, top guys. And for both of these bullpens, you do have some concerns with both. Being able to get Edwin Diaz back is absolutely massive for the New York Mets. And so this is still a Mets bullpen that they need to try to find a way to be able to get the ball to Edwin Diaz. Meanwhile, for the LA Dodgers, a lot of the guys that were so successful in this bullpen the last few seasons, guys like even a Shelby Miller last year, they moved on from Caleb Ferguson. Them being out of the fold has led to the team being a little bit frustrating out there in the pen. They've got about a 4.13 ERA, so I do think that they're going to be letting up a few runs. And Yoshinobu Yamamoto, it's been a little bit inconsistent in general this far this season, but right now with the Dodgers, you're able to get them at a +105 with this LA Dodgers team. They have been so tremendous on the run line. They have won just 35 of their games since the beginning of the 2022 season during the regular season by approximately one run, north of 220 wins in that time span. So do like the run line. And coming up next, it's VSiN Tonight with Wes Reynolds along with Dave Ross right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.